The Fisherman's Day Committee is preparing to host the official launch of Fisherman's Month of Activities next month at the Kaliakua Playing Field. Chairperson of the Education Subcommittee, Roxanne Pompey, says the program will begin with church services to seek God's blessing on the month of activities.
This year, 2014, we have a series of activities planned. So we're planning on doing the launch at the Kaliakua Playing Field, and that will take you straight into a fish night on Friday the 9th of May. Saturday the 10th, and on Sunday the 11th, we have the church service. So members are asked and fishermen are asked to go to their various churches or whatever denomination that you belong to, that you go and you worship and you ask your pastor and the congregation to pray for the month of activities that we have planned.
Miss Pompey says several other activities are planned leading up to the Fisherman's Day on Monday, June 9th.
We have a essay and poster competition that we do annually. The deadline for that will be on the 30th, where we're asking the schools for the poster competition, the primary and lower secondary, to participate in this poster competition. Then we also have the beach sing for the Fisherman's Day Committee, the beach sing competition. We're also planning to do radio quiz. We want to do 2 radio quiz per day. We have the Tutsin Marine Life event. Then we have the Goodwill Fish Night. Then we have the beach cleanup. Then all these activity climaxes on Fisherman's Day.
Chairperson of the Education Subcommittee for the Fisherman's Month of Activities, Roxanne Pompey. Meanwhile, the chairperson of the Education Committee, Charmin Johnson, said the competition on Fisherman's Day will be held in 4 categories. She said a range of prizes will be awarded in each category.
For the big day, we have 4 categories. We have Class 1, then we have Class 2, Class 3 is sports fishing, and Class 4 we have for other types of fishing like the rowboats. We have prices for the largest number of fish caught in terms of weight, the largest number in terms of heads, the largest in terms of single fish. We have 4 second and third prizes for those. So the largest shark landed on the day would be given a 1st prize, and the stingrays, if they land in your doors too, the largest one would be given a prize.
Chairperson of the Education Committee within the Fisherman's Month Committee, Charmin Johnson. The Fisherman's Month of Activities will be held under the theme, Fishing for Today's Family Creates a Healthy Society. The slogan is, Fishing to Survive and Thrive. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.